Technology is evolving, teams are sprinting, excitement is building, features are launching, and nobody notices. This is Joel Cheeseman of the Chad and Cheese Podcast, and that's why Chad and I cooked up Feature-rama, a brand new competition that pits four established companies against one another, with only one emerging victorious, awarded with the badass belt of technology. Here's the 411. Contestants will receive 2 minutes to pitch their new feature, and the remaining 13 minutes will be spent with rapid-fire Q&A. This Feature-rama puts Aida Fazilova, CEO and founder of Zor.ai, on the hot seat. Chad and I dropped mad questions while downing drams of bourbon, and Camino's Cindy Saunier helped inject brains and class to the judging panel. Enjoy listening to Aida, who can probably drink all of us under the table, by the way. Bring the heat.
Hide your kids. Lock the doors. You're listening to HR's most dangerous podcast. Chad Soash and Joel Cheeseman are here to punch the recruiting industry right where it hurts. Complete with breaking news, brash opinion, and loads of snark. Buckle up, boys and girls. It's time for the Chad and Cheese Podcast.
All right, everybody, it's Aida Fazilova from Zor. Guess what? It's time to pitch. Are you ready?
Thanks for having me, guys. Hey, my name is Aida. I'm CEO and founder here at Zor. So we are a modern communication platform that lets the recruiting teams as well as HR teams to hire people much faster than ever before and retain the talent. We do this by, on one hand, giving the recruiting teams an opportunity to communicate with their candidates over the text, as well as in any other messaging apps like WhatsApp or Facebook Messenger, because it really drives the engagement as well as the speed of the responses. The companies hear back from the 40 to 46% of all the candidates just under 15 minutes. And on the other hand, we give them the opportunity to utilize the artificial intelligence and virtual assistant that let them automate the most routine and repetitive processes in recruiting. So screening of the and capturing the applications in the chat of all the candidates coming from online sources like social media, company career site, as well as job boards, as well as from offline sources like text to apply or scan the QR code to start the conversation. We also automate the entire thing related to the interview scheduling, one-on-one meetings, panel interviews, sequential interviews, and updating everybody's calendars. And we also do the passive candidate re-engagements as well as the referral partnership programs for the TA tech side of things. So we've been around since 2016. The company was actually born out of my personal pain because I used to work as a talent acquisition practitioner for nearly a decade before. We serve close to 200 customers in 15 countries at the moment. Yep, we're about 85 employees, headquartered back in San Francisco, California, and we have three more offices in Europe. So we just recently released a new feature that I wanted to talk with you about today. It's the ability not only to communicate with their candidates over the text or in any other messaging apps, but also call the candidates and have the entire conversation transcribed and analyzed before afterwards, right after the call. So this is what I wanted to talk to you about today. Thank you.
Okay. You said transcribed right after the call. How quickly is it transcribed?
As you speak.
That's amazing. If I start on one device as a candidate, can I switch over to another device?
Yes, you can. You can use Zor over your desktop as well as in your on your mobile devices.
And I can, like, if I start on text, I can switch over to email or,
exactly,
or whatever. Okay, very good.
Exactly.
Oh, it says that you interact with all ATSs. How does that work?
That's right. So we have close to 30 integrations within ATSs. So that means that the companies can utilize Zor. First of all, they can use Zor with no ATS whatsoever as a lightweight ATS. But usually the way it works is that we complement the existing technical stack of the company, which is usually an ATS / CRM as well as the calendar system. And we sit on top of this ATS or CRM as an AI-powered communication layer. So that entire conversation flow that happened between the candidate and the virtual assistant and the recruiter is pushed back to the candidate profile in the ATS. So that's the way it works. We also utilize the Google Chrome extension in order for recruiters to work directly with their ATS without even leaving, and then utilize the Zor functionality from there, from the Zor extension.
Very good. Thank you.
So, yeah.
Sydney wants to know about integration. I want to know about collaboration. Can you take notes on this solution? Can you tag? Can you search everything? Can you share notes and all that stuff with coworkers and other recruiters? Talk about the collaborative tools of the new feature.
That's a really, really great question. So yes, you can do take the notes. You can also assign the tags to the candidates. Not only you can assign them manually as the candidates move down the funnel, but also some of the tags are assigned automatically as the candidates have the conversation with the virtual assistant. So for example, whether or not this candidate was qualified during the screening process, whether or not they were scheduled for a meeting, whether or not they got scored, and you know, the locations and everything along those lines. Afterwards, the recruiters can perform the searches, you're absolutely right, based on the tags, and set up the mass actions. For example, if there is a series of set of the candidate that successfully have done an interview with the recruiter, and we want to mass schedule them for a meeting with a hiring manager, we can select those candidates based on the tags, and then have the virtual assistant take over the process and schedule them for a meeting with a hiring manager. And by the way, if you as a recruiter is using the Google Chrome extension Azure and browsing your ATS and find the candidate, you will be able to see the entire chat history, not only with yourself for your positions, but also for any other team members in your team, as well as the conversation.
So Azure is in how many languages, number one? And number two, how many languages are you transcribing into?
So right now, we support 103 languages. That's the only system in the world that actually does this. Not only supporting the company's different languages, but also giving them the opportunity to utilize the local mediums of communication, for example, like WeChat or Line, you know, if we're speaking about the OPEC region. And we are operating in 15 countries at the moment, as I said. And what was the last question? Sorry.
How many do you transcribe in all of those languages?
Right now, it's transcribing 35 of them, more or less on a grade level.
Okay. Cindy?
Total fail.
What was that?
Total fail, only 35.
Cindy, go ahead.
Yeah, seriously. What's your target audience?
So we target the direct employers with over, I'd say, 500 employees upwards. And if we're speaking about the staffing agencies, it can be staffing agencies as little as five recruiters. And okay, we are working with them as well. Yep.
And industry doesn't matter, correct?
It does not matter. That's right. Yes. It's industry agnostic solution.
Do you work better in some industries, though?
We started from the high, you know, with the high volume type of roles, like retail, restaurant chains, taxi drivers, and so on and so forth, so warehousing. But as we were evolving as a company, we did find out that, you know, this is an industry agnostic solution. The only vertical that we are not really great performers is the executive search probably, because you cannot really have an automation go off to the CMOs and very, very high profile people. Yep.
Yeah.
Tell me about pricing. Typically solutions like this, they price based on the number of minutes or hours that you're talking and how much transcription. So obviously the more you talk, the more text we have to deal with, the more the price goes up. So how does the pricing break down on this new feature?
Very good question. So normally Azure's pricing works based on number of recruiter seats, because every single recruiter gets an access to their own inbox, which is a Gmail for texting in a way. And based on this recruiter seats, we actually limit them on the amount of contacts they can do on a monthly basis. And in terms of the calling feature, there is a certain amount of the hours that is included on a monthly basis. And if they want to go beyond this, they are just paying extra.
Does anybody hit those maxes?
Not yet. No, it's a very new feature. So we're right now working with this.
So regular phone conversations could easily burn through preloaded minutes for candidates, right? So Azure is already integrated with WhatsApp. Why not allow candidates to choose that mode of calling instead of prospectively burning through their minutes?
Sure. So the WhatsApp does not have such feature, because you are WhatsApping with your candidates from your business account. Mm-hmm. And the WhatsApp does not allow the businesses to call through WhatsApp. And unlike like people-to-people conversation with WhatsApp, it's also paid for. So every single text message you send out to the candidates, the first one will charge you extra. And the candidate needs to opt in within 24 hours in order for you to carry on the conversation. It's fairly cheap. But the WhatsApp is really, really relevant in, let's say, Europe, LATAM, South Africa, Australia, because texting over there is really, really expensive, unlike here in North America. So yeah. So this is really important for those regions.
Okay. Cindy?
Tell me about your predictive analytics and how they're used.
Sure. So during the screening process, during the initial engagement with the candidates, the every single candidate gets assigned a score. A score is pretty much a summarization of all the answers that they provided to the screening filtering questions. And whether or not this defines actually whether or not the candidate was considered successful, a good fit for a role, or not a good fit for a role. And if they did make a good fit for a role, they can either be scheduled for a follow-up meeting with a recruiter, or a phone call with a recruiter, or a Zoom conference with a recruiter, of course. If the candidate did not meet this criteria, the threshold, that they get either politely rejected, or there are other job opportunities that are suggested to this particular person. Outside of this kind of hard data, right, so we are asking them, are you legally authorized to work in a country? How many years of experience do you have? Do you have certain credentials? Like, are you licensed to work as a registered nurse in the state of California and whatnot? We also get access to enormous amount of metadata about the candidate, how soon they respond, what other questions they're being asked. So we actually allow the assign an additional score of the engagement level. And this actually allows the companies to predict of if they make a job offer, how likely this candidate will accept this. Yep. There is another way of doing the predictive analytics, but not for the new customers, because we need to collect and store a little bit more of the historic data, right? That actually allows them to understand, based on the initial engagement communication with the recruiter and the chatbot during the hiring process, how likely this candidate will stay within company after the probation period, and whether or not this candidate will ever be promoted. This type of predictive analytics is actually right now active in around 7 of our customers. They are like largest enterprises with a high volume and high turnover rates.
Curious about marketing. How are you going to market with this new feature? And you're getting further away from chatbot territory. You're getting into much more, you know, categories and whatnot. How do you make sense of that marketing wise? And how are you pushing this new product, and to whom are you marketing or targeting?
Yes, absolutely. Very good question. So we are, you're right, it's not the chatbot space anymore. It's everything related to the recruiting communication and recruiting communication automation. This is like a very new and emerging field, and I call it this. By implementing this feature, by adding this feature, we actually allow the companies to log the entire recruiting conversation in one channel, right? So there are like all the mediums you can think of. And if beforehand, when the recruiter picked up the phone, this piece of conversation was actually logged companies, we're right now transcribing this and locking it down in one thread for this particular candidate. We are also right now working on the feature, since we are integrated with Zoom, so that any single recruiter can actually link their Zoom account. We will be transcribing the Zoom conversations very shortly. It's going to be released on July 28th.
Are you using all of that transcribed data? Are you turning your AI and your machine learning onto that data to predict the hire and retention rates? Because it seems like you're getting a lot of data. Is that what you're using?
Right now, it's not the way it's used. It actually produces the very useful tips for the recruiters during the conversation, as well as provides the how many calls, how many of those calls were successful, how did recruiter perform during the phone call, whether or not they were holding on to the scripts, whether or not they were using certain language that is not desirable, for example, and all analytics of that sort. How long was the conversation? How long did the recruiter speak versus how long did the candidate speak? As well as providing them with the certain tips.
Can they do group interviews also?
Right now, no. It's only one-on-one conversations.
Okay.
Talk to me about privacy, GDPR, California laws, all that good stuff.
Absolutely. So for the companies that are in Europe or UK, we are GDPR compliant. We store the data of European citizens on European servers. And and before they start sharing any of the personal data, they actually need to consent to the privacy policies and the terms of services.
So you guys have grown feature-wise. You had 3 features mainly right out of the gate, and that was like 18 months ago. You guys have grown dramatically. How do you stay away from, number one, feature bloat? And number two, how do you continue to keep that focus that you originally have when you were on Firing Squad, got the big applause?
Mm-hmm. Very good question. So, right, Zoor is the company, we are both vision-driven as well as the customer-driven, right? So based on the customer request and the prospect's request, we are building our roadmap. And all of the features that we right now are building are being used either by current customers or by new companies that currently are in the pipelines. Plus, we also expanded geographically. This is where we got the needs in terms of, like, you know, integrations with all the local messaging apps and the WhatsApp even was mostly the customer.
Excellent. Aida Fazalova with Zoor. Thanks, everybody. We've got more to come. So keep watching. Thanks, Aida. And we out.
Thank you.
We out.
Look for more episodes of Featurama, a Chat and Cheese podcast series devoted to breaking through the noise and highlighting new recruitment tech and platform features from established companies. Subscribe today on Apple, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, or wherever you get your podcasts. Don't miss a single episode, boys and girls. For more, visit chadcheese.com today.
You've got questions, we've got answers. Business leadership, ownership, and sales can be challenging. Tune into the Accelerate Your Business Growth podcast to learn from the world's experts. Join me, your host, Diane Helbig, as I chat with people who have expertise in various areas of business. You'll enjoy the lively conversations that are focused on providing you with the ideas, tips, and suggestions you need to realize greater success. Get what you need for your business, when you need it, from the people who have the answers. Accelerate Your Business Growth is part of the Evergreen Podcast Network, and is available on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.